Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Let's go to Howard Eskin. We talk to the king, of course, every single Thursday at this time. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake Studio. Well, Joel looked like a hound dog last night in the beginning. He looked dead. But then he started catching rabbits. Then he started getting rebounds. Then he started making threes and zipping passes and getting big-time help from Nick Batum. For more on the Sixers' win and what it means and how it went down, we go from one king to the next, from Elvis to Howard. Good morning, King.
Good morning. Good morning. And, by the way, I do not buy into that Embiid is hurt. He may be out of shape because he hasn't played all that time, but
he's grabbing his knee a lot of the time. He's wearing a brace that he hasn't worn before. Annoyed by it. He's pulling at the brace. That doesn't mean he's hurt, Joe. I'm saying he's not hurt.
Howard, he's agreeing with you. Look, it could be.
Yeah, he's. I think he wants. It's the comment, what was it, about a week ago? He says, I really shouldn't be playing. Well, then don't play.
Like he appreciates the attention.
Howard, I think he's injured, man. Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think Jimmy Butler was injured last night?
I think Jimmy Butler's turned into a drama queen.
No, Howard. He had a real injury.
Did he finish the game?
Yeah.
Howard, when have you played through an MCL in a basketball game?
Hey, Joe, I played with a broken leg for five. I worked with a broken leg for five games, and that included the Super Bowl.
Howard, all due respect,
and
you stood
Howard's
on a sideline.
Howard's performance
Jimmy
did
Butler's,
not suffer.
Jimmy Butler and Joel Embiid are running up and down a court.
It's already reported he has an MCL injury. It is reported. Like, sources say he has an MCL injury. Like, it's not fake.
Like, maybe Jimmy Butler will play tomorrow night, but if he doesn't, maybe he'd be out
tomorrow night.
Everybody worried about Jimmy Butler too much. Everybody worried about Jimmy Butler too much. Miami is a little above an average team. The Sixers are supposed to be better than an average team.
Well, that's true.
Okay. So, and that's what they are. And they were missing one of their players. It's just an important player, too. So, they won the game. They were going to make the playoffs anyway because they weren't going to lose on Friday night. But it gets things settled. They're playing the Knicks. It's an interesting matchup.
It's
actually worse if they lost to the Knicks, than if they lost to the Celtics. So it's actually worse because people expect them to beat the Knicks.
That's interesting. Yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah, that makes some sense. I mean, depends a little bit on how if you lose to the Knicks in seven, that could be better than losing to the Celtics in four. But I get your drift. Howard, as it relates to the next 2 weeks or 2 months, for their chances to make a long run, are you more encouraged or discouraged based on what you saw last night?
Well, I never thought they were going to make a long run because the playoffs are so different than the regular. The regular season in the NBA is a complete farce and a joke. There is no defense.
Yep.
But when you get to the playoffs, Eric Spoelstra might be the best coach in the NBA. And don't discard Tom Thibodeau. He is a very good coach.
Yep.
He's relentless with his players, and sometimes that wears him out. But he's like Tortorella. He's like Laviolette. He's like Mike Keenan used to be years ago. He's great as long as the players continue to respond. And I think the Knicks have a better coach. I think they have a better team. But that doesn't mean the Sixers can't win. But if they lose to the Knicks, then all hell's going to break loose, because the expectation, whether it's 7 or 4 or whatever,
yep.
They're not supposed to lose to the Knicks. But I'm not encouraged for a long run. And then afterwards, would they play Boston or play the winner of Indiana-Milwaukee?
Indy-Milwaukee.
Okay.
Next, and then Boston.
Well, Indy doesn't play defense, but boy, they score.
Well, the good news is there is a path that they really won't face a truly great team for a month. So, you know, the Sixers could win these series. We'll see. Howard, let me ask you this. Tobias Harris, I am ready for him to be a 10-minute-a-game player. I've seen enough. I mean, they turned the game around with him off the floor. Do you agree, like, enough of the charade of forcing 30 minutes of Tobias?
Do you really need even 10 minutes?
No.
Really, what? Tobias Harris gives you nothing. He's just a guy. He's not going to help you win. He's not going to help you lose or cause you to lose. But it's just Nick Nurse. We'll see what he does, but he's going to play out of respect. Tobias Harris is going to get
minutes. But let me say this. I don't need that, Howard. Like, I got 2 or 3 more chances with Joel in his prime. I don't need to play an inferior player out of respect. I'll say this right now. I need Nick Nurse to be the adult in the room to look at everybody, managing down to Tobias, managing up to Josh Harris, who gave him 185, and said, hey, everyone, get out of my way. Just know this. This dude ain't playing for me much anymore.
Well,
because he's not good enough.
I disagree with something you just said. They have two or three more years with Joel Embiid.
Yep, yep.
I think two would be a stretch. You know, he always gets hurt. He's in his 30s. The team's just not right. I am so impressed with a team like Oklahoma City. Now, I don't think they're going to win.
Right.
But the fact that they did it in, what, a couple of years, because they made really good decisions.
Yep.
They knew when it was over, and you got to move on. And the Sixers, you know, is Joel Embiid really the right player to win a championship? I think he's a terrific player, but I don't think he's a leader, and he's not a winner.
Hey, Howard, I want to play some audio for you. I want to hop over, if we can, to Hurts, because he spoke yesterday extensively. And
I want to touch on another thing with the Eagles, too.
All right, so let's start with this. So a lot of what Jalen said yesterday was good and fine, but it struck me like there's some let me see how I can put this. Like, he talks too much in theory sometimes and not enough about what he specifically needs to do better. And Ike yesterday, after the press conference, had some criticisms of Jalen. I want to play one piece of audio and get your reaction, Howard, to what Ike said. Here's what Ike said after the Hurts presser yesterday.
I'm telling you as what I was expecting to hear and what I would like to hear. I would like to hear more excitement about working in this offense, working with the new players that they have, Saquon Barkley, getting into meeting rooms with Kellen Moore and figuring out how can we be explosive, how can we, like, that's the stuff that I would have wanted to hear. It just seems more like it's a robotic answer that, does he seem like he's attached?
No, but he never seems attached to anything.
Yeah, I guess. And I guess that's just him. I don't know, man. When you're the face of the franchise, dude, like, you should be an extension of what the front office is saying. Like, he isn't under some sort of contract situation. It's not like Dak, who's on the last year of his deal, and he doesn't know if he's going to be there.
Right.
Those type of things. Like, you're here.
You're the future.
You're the face of the franchise.
Yeah.
Like, why does it sound like you're just another employee on the like just another player on the team? That's just me.
Howard, did you find the way Jalen presented things yesterday disappointing?
Well, first of all, and asking with a pertinent comment, he's never attached. He's not attached at all. He says, when he speaks, he says nothing. He wants more excitement. Ike, what do you want? You want just him to be resurrected into a different person? That's who he is. He used sponge, 2 or 3 times?
Yeah, yep.
Just, you know, he almost used as much as you use that word friggin'.
I do use it a lot.
Oh, my gosh. but that's who Jalen Hurts is, and I'm okay with him not getting involved now. They just got in. They just got in. And let, you know, Kellen Moore put together. They meet every week before a game. Every week, the quarterback and the offensive coaches and the head coach. So it's okay, and you have so much time. You still the coaches can't even get on the field with them. So once they get on the field, and then you see when that starts, and that's like 2 or 3 weeks, I guess, after the draft, which is, you know, bearing down on us. That's who Jalen is. You can't expect any more. There are no more expectations. Nah, I'm okay. Just, I didn't expect anything from.
So what was your big takeaway from his presser yesterday, Howard?
That he's kind of the same guy.
Did you learn anything new about him or the team?
No, I didn't learn anything new about the team. He's been together with Saquon Barkley. I'm okay. It's still so early for the players to mold together. And then only some of the guys go out on the field, and then they're not allowed to be with a coach anyway. So I'm not really discouraged because that's who Jalen Hurts is.
All right, Howard, final thing here. I want to get your answer to a Twitter poll question of the day today. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. The all-new 2024 Chevy Trax, it's arriving daily at Armin Chevrolet. Starts at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. Here's the question, Howard. Because, of course, the big ESPN story yesterday on Belichick and attaching him to the Eagles. Howard, who would you rather have as the Eagles head coach, Nick Sirianni or Bill Belichick?
Sirianni took me less than a half a second. Less than a half a second. All right, you need to be schooled, and you need to stop this. They had no interest in Belichick before. Howie Roseman has talked. This is just such a made-up internet website story. He has talked to Bill Belichick before. Remember, Howie and Josh McDaniels was almost the head coach of the Eagles because he likes Belichick. And they have talked in the past, I'll say numerous times. They know each other really well. But he still wasn't the coach. They had no interest in him last year. First of all, Nick Sirianni's coming off a Super Bowl, a Super Bowl, what, 2 years ago. So Belichick will not ever be the head coach of the Eagles, ever. All right? That's E-V-E-R, if you need to
spell
it.
Howard, let me ask you this question as a follow-up, though. If the Eagles did have interest in him, why would they wouldn't tell you that. Right,
well, they're not telling me this either. But I know. Well, let's put it this way.
You know what I'm saying? It's only two people's opinion that matters: Lurie and Howie. And if they're of the mindset to maybe pivot to Belichick, if Sirianni gets one more crack and fails, they're not going to put out. I don't think to almost anybody that we're considering Belichick, because they don't want Sirianni to feel that entering the
show. Without Tom Brady, what has Belichick won? What has he won?
Well, that's a reasonable point.
Okay, and then with Howie, he wants to have control of players. Selected the wrong quarterback. He selected three tight ends 1 year in the draft, and they didn't last 2 years. One of them didn't last 2 weeks with the Eagles on the practice squad. This is a guy who has no clue about picking out personnel. Without Tom Brady, he can't win as a head coach. He doesn't connect with players. And he'll sound so intelligent during the draft, and he does sound intelligent because he knows, but he's not. He's not a coach that, without Tom Brady, is ever going to win. And when teams, you just saw that, you know, that the master thoughts on Bill Belichick when nobody wanted him.
Yeah, it was fascinating.
Nobody
yeah.
wanted him.
Yep.
He would not be a good coach. And to think that, and I know there's going to be thoughts, and you're going to probably beat the drum, Joe, and beat it till it breaks. If the Eagles don't win a few games, you're going to say, well, you got to get Belichick in here. You got to get Belichick in here.
I'm open-minded to it. I'll tell you that.
Well, I'm not, because it would be a disaster. Hey, Bill Belichick has never turned out an assistant that's been a head coach. Never.
He's turned out six championships, though.
Yeah, I don't care about assistants.
And eight if you count the Giants.
I just want to get a Super Bowl win.
but he's not. He's done. D-O-N-E. So there's two four-letter words. I don't want to extend it anymore because I don't want to confuse you guys.
I'll give you a third. You ready? K-I-N-G. Thank you, King.
Soon to be a doctor.
Stay well, buddy. Yeah, Dr. King. There you go. All right, Howard Eskin. Let's get back to the phones. A lot to react to. Obviously, primarily a thrilling Sixers win last night, but also one that leaves a lot of us confused because the first half was so bad. Ken and Cinnaminson right now. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing well, Ken.
84-103 without TB12. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I get it. Yep.
You know, so I think Howard is probably more along the lines of right than you are, Joe. I hate to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what there is to be encouraged about from last night. I mean, if I had told you yesterday morning on this show that the best player on the floor was going to be Nicholas Batum,
yeah,
you probably would have started to, you know, plan your next round.
I'll give you a flip side. If I'd said to you yesterday, just these two things, you would have been encouraged. Joel Embiid will face great adversity, but fight through it, and the Sixers will win. Like, both sides of it are true.
You know, Joel Embiid, at the end of the day, his numbers last night reflect what you get out of Joel Embiid in the playoffs. And you know, to have a group of guys to be so completely and totally confused, what is this new thing that we're seeing? This zone defense, we've never seen this before. I mean, this isn't, you know, rec league basketball for 8-year-olds.
Yeah,
you know, back
I agree.
In your prime, Joe. You know, it was.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
You know, no, I agree with you. Look, the way
that zone, the way the Heat run it, has that same effect on a lot of teams, and it's not as simple as it's just a zone. That's high level defense.
But John, they weren't even passing the ball well.
You're right, and they 10 turnovers in the first half. They couldn't shoot them out of the zone in the first half. That was the biggest problem.
So what
in the second half they were able to shoot them.
Say it again. Say it again, Ken.
What if the Knicks come out and do the same thing?
Well, they better adjust quicker.
They're not going to be capable of replicating the Heat's zone, the amorphous
Thibodeau's
zone.
One of the great defensive coaches in the league.
A 1-4, 1-second.
I know.
Ken, it's different. It's unique, and it's hard to practice that.
Hey, Ken, we're honoring Batum today and his French connection. Give us something with a French connection.
Well, Joe, it's your favorite new appliance. The bidet.
The bidet. Good answer.
That's a really good answer.
Apropos, if you will. All right, John in Allentown. John, good morning.
Yo, the king nailed it today.
With what point? Or all of them? You tell me, which one?
From beginning to end, man. He just nailed it today. I mean, he was on it.
He made some good points. Hold on, we got some feedback here. Go ahead, John.
Joe, I am on your side with one thing. Belichick intrigues me.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Otherwise, everybody in the room, I'm the one telling you right now. The series is going to go 5 with the Knicks, but the Sixers ain't going to be on the winning side of it.
Well, John, the good news is the Knicks are the weakest 2 seed I've ever seen.
Yeah, well, they already built in the excuse of, Joel's not right. He doesn't look right. So when they get knocked out in 5, they have the built-in excuse, man. It's the same old drum they're beating, bro. Same old drum.
Look, we'll see. We'll assess when the series is over. John, give me an answer here for a French connection.
Statue of Liberty?
Has already been said. Give me a different one.
Crepes, man. Crepes.
You got it, buddy. Appreciate the call, John. Let's get to last night. The Phillies also won a game. So it starts with Schwarber. I mean, it starts with Christopher Sanchez pitching, gives up a run in the first. Then Schwarber hits a homer, bottom of the first. Then Trey Turner hits a homer, bottom of the first. They go back-to-back. Phil's actually put up a four spot early, then go quiet with the bats for a while. But Kyle Schwarber, later in the game, his second, and this was a shot. This was out quick. Kyle Schwarber had two home runs last night.
Schwarber rips it deep down the right side, hooking in the corner. It is gone. It's off the facing of the second deck. And it's a two-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. He smoked that pitch.
Yes, he did.
John, it's good to see the Phillies sort of asserting themselves here the last few days. I mean, granted, they faced a lesser competitor, but they did what you're supposed. They swept this team. They're now three above 500, and hopefully they can leave all that 500 stuff in the rearview mirror. And look, the Braves keep winning themselves, but I think the biggest thing from yesterday, and I know, James, you'd referenced Rojas earlier in a couple hits and the double, but to me, Christopher Sanchez giving you another game. Like, I'm starting to believe in him. And I had, you know, like, some belief, but I'm starting to, like, get all the way there now. I mean, John, he might be legitimate.
I believe Sanchez has proven his point. And this team, against lesser competition, is showing that they are, you know, the better, that their roster on paper is clearly superior to what the Rockies can put out there. This was a get-right series, no doubt about it, a get-right series against an inferior opponent, and we got right. That's great. That's what good teams are supposed
that's
to
right.
do. Yeah. Let's hope this continues. We can continue to use it as a feel-good thing. The guys are gaining confidence. That's half the battle in baseball.
Look, shaky eighth inning, obviously, with Soto. I mean, things got borderline out of control there, but Alvarado able to come in the ninth and settle things down. I will say, though, you got to give credit to the Braves. I mean, they already lost their number one starter. He's out for the year. Not only have they lost him for a couple games that he would have already pitched, but the deflation that you got to think, to some extent, has to set in at a clubhouse when you lose a player like that. I mean, imagine if the Phillies lost Zach Wheeler. I mean, that would be devastating. The Braves just keep winning. I mean, they won again yesterday. They're 12-5. I mean, they are a machine. So, you know, you don't have to like the Braves, but I do admire their winning ways, and hopefully the Phils can keep up with them. Let's go to Derek and Trenton right now. Derek, good morning.
Hey, can you hear me okay, guys?
We can, Derek.
Yeah,
go ahead,
Derek.
Go ahead, pal.
I'm a little out of range. I was in range all day until about now. But anyway, I'm like, confused on the Sixers. I was out on them, and then after last night's game, you know, I am excited, but, you know, confused. I think they're going to beat the Knicks if they could go up by two. You know, right away, maybe rest Embiid for a game, and, you know, hopefully it could go deeper. But I don't know. I'm still a little skeptical, of course.
Well, Derek, I will say this. As predictions go, I think we'll win the series if we get a two-games lead in the series. I mean, it's a fairly safe call. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Derek, right. why don't you go with this one? If the Sixers have a 3-0 lead, they'll probably win the series. You want to go there? Derek's not picking up what I'm putting
He was not
down.
Feeling that at all.
That's
hard
all right.
to blame him, to all right, be fair.
All right, Derek, well, anyway, I'm just being a jackass.
I'm starting to lose you guys. I want to get
Joseph Cameron, you are officially a jackass.
All right, give us your answer, Derek. What do you have, buddy?
My answer is Jim Morrison died and buried in France.
Yeah. That's right. Sure. Jim Morrison buried. That is exactly right. 215-592-9494. And John, where is Grant's tomb? What was the question? Where is Grant buried? What was the question? I bungled it. All those years, what was the question? Like, who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Yes.
I remember, didn't people used to ask you that, John?
No.
Oh, come on. Reed, did anyone ever ask you who's buried in Grant's tomb?
Of course.
Thank you. James, you've heard that, right?
I've heard it, yes.
Yeah, I mean,
why is it Grant?
Well, because it's Grant. It was like a stupid, like, when you're in fourth grade.
Did you get tricked?
Yeah, I said Washington. Yeah, George Washington is buried in General Grant's tomb. 215-592-9494. Kids, that's not true. I don't believe that. All right, Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. Coming up, more on all these topics, including more on the Eagles. A crazy story related to the Eagles and the season opener in Brazil. We'll get to that and more. But obviously, the Sixers, the big topic here today. Rightfully so. They pulled it out last night. Talking about it on 94 WIP. Hey, the NBA play-in tournament, obviously, a couple more games, a couple more days. And this entire postseason, you've got a chance to win big with FanDuel Sportsbook, where you can play your way as a new customer into $150. That's right, new customers, place any $5 bet, and you'll get $150 in bonus bets whether you win or lose during the NBA playoffs. So many games to bet on, obviously another game tonight. tomorrow one more. And then when you get to Philadelphia and New York and all the matchups, it's all there for you at FanDuel.com/hammer. Find the bet or bets you want game by game or ultimately who's going to win it all and lock in at FanDuel.com/hammer. FanDuel.com/hammer.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.